1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know how, when you were pagans, you were being drawn and led away to mute idols. So I am making it known to you that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says, Jesus is a curse, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gracious gifts, but it is the same Spirit involved. And there are varieties of ministries, but the same Lord is involved. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates everything in everyone. But manifestation of the Spirit is given to each person to be a benefit. For to one a word of wisdom is given through the Spirit, whereas to another it is a word of knowledge according to the same Spirit. And to another it is faith by the same Spirit, while to another it is gracious gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and to yet another the working of deeds of power, and to another prophecy, and to another discernings of spirits, and to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. One and the same Spirit is active in all these things, apportioning to each individually as it wishes. For as the body is one and has many parts, and all the parts are of the one body, yet are many, whereas the body is one, so also is Christ. For indeed, we have all been baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we have all been given drink at one Spirit. For indeed, the body is not one part, but many. If the foot says, Because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, surely it is not so that on account of this it is not part of the body. And if the ear says, Because I'm not an eye, I am not of the body, surely it is not so that on account of this it is not part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would hearing be? If it were all hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God has appointed the parts, each one of them, in the body as he wished. But if all were one part, where would the body be? But as it is, there are many parts and one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, or again the head to the feet, I don't need you. But how much more are those parts of the body which seem to be weaker necessary, so that as for those parts of the body which we consider to be less honoured, we invest them with all the more copious honour? Then our uncomely parts have more copious comeliness, while our comely parts do not need redress. But God composed the body, and he gave more copious honour to that which lacked it, in order that there should be no divisions in the body, but that the parts should care for each other in the same way. And if one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one part is glorified, all the parts rejoice with it. And you are a body of Christ, and members individually. And God appointed some in the church. Firstly, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. Then workers of deeds of power. Then those with gracious gifts of healing, help, guidance, and various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of deeds of power? Do all have gracious gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Be zealous for the best gracious gifts, and yet I show you a superior way.